This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Joe Andruzzi, the former guard of the New England Patriots, a three-time Super Bowl winner under Coach Bill Belichick. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the obvious question to me is, how can this be yet again? How is it the Patriots do this year in and year out? It seems the only constant right now is Brady and Belichick. But goodness, how can they just keep doing it, these two guys? What's the secret sauce here?
It's the aroma that's in that building. And teaming up and putting the right pieces of a puzzle together is tough every year. And being able to do that year in and year out, and you look at everybody jokes around when Bill goes into the draft, you know, what's he trading this year, what's he doing with this pick, and this and that, and, you know, he's sort of like a financial planner. He's diversifying his portfolio, and, you know, when he's looking at the upcoming year with the draft, he's also, you know, looking forward to the year after and the year after that.
We're talking to Joe Andruzzi, three-time Super Bowl winner with the Patriots. So going back to Belichick, he's had all his assistants leave. Sometimes they come back, like McDaniels. They come and go. And yet it seems every year he out-coaches the opposition. With assistants coming and going, and these assistants don't do that well in other places, is it really just what he's able to come up with each week? Is he the one doing most of the scheming? How much is he relying on his assistants?
Well, let's not fail. He relies a lot on the assistants. I mean, you can just see what a guy like Dante Scarnecchia has done with that offensive line and, you know, many things like that. But he relies on them, but he's also been in their shoes. He's, don't forget, he coached the Cleveland Browns back in the day in the 90s, and, you know, things didn't go his way. And, you know, you learn from your experiences, and, you know, I'm sure Josh did from his experience, and, you know, the other coaches that have left and moved on. But, you know, we'll see, you know, how they keep moving forward and how they're going to, you know, fill those spots. And, you know, Bill's done it year in and year out. And, you know, he's got guys in the wings that are ready to step in.
Joe, you mentioned earlier, you talked about the bringing in of talent in New England. And I'm just curious, with your experience, it seems like everybody that they bring in ends up being a superstar. You're talking about Chris Hogan. You're talking about Deion Lewis. You're talking about people that, names we didn't talk about before they were in New England. Is it that the coaching staff really is filled with skilled talent evaluators, or is it that this system that they have built is just really geared towards success for anyone who's willing to put in the work?
That last line you just said, it's you want to put in the work and you'll gain everybody's respect if you're going to step in there and work as hard as everybody else. It's we started it early in the 2000s. Many of us that were casted off from other teams. I was cut by the Packers, and Bill picked me up in 2000. You know, many guys like that. You know, look at Brady for one. Brady was a sixth round pick, basically a free agent. And he was a fourth-string quarterback in 2000. He didn't play it down. And then it come back in 2001, and, you know, he finds guys like Larry Izzo and Mike Vrabel. Vrabel was a special teams guy for 4 years with the Steelers. You know, he wasn't an every-down guy. Even Teddy Bruschi, he was with the Patriots, and, you know, he wasn't an every-down guy. So, you know, these guys, you know, step in and are able to fill a void and a gap and to have that work ethic where, you know, when we're at practice and doing that little bit of extra, whether it's if a scout team's going, the other guys are running extra and, you know, being able to put that little bit in because, you know, we see it week in and week out. Come that fourth quarter, you know, they still got a lot of stamina going and, you know, they're able to go back out there to, you know, whether they're down or not, to keep pushing it.
Okay, Joe, I've got the million-dollar question for you. Did Belichick make Brady, or did Brady make Belichick?
I think they made each other. Mm-hmm. it's been a great partnership, and I think you know, when Brady got the opportunity, in 01 when Drew went down, you know, he worked hard. And he, the whole off season that year, he was in the weight room, bigger, faster, stronger. Then he was in the classroom. He was watching, you know, old videos of Montana, Sims, and, you know, all those guys, and gaining tangibles and that worked and others that didn't. And, you know, he strives himself on making him better. He knows that he's not perfect. He's human, and he is going to go out there and make mistakes here in and here out. And, you know, he tries to put forth his best, you know, every day at practice and every game.
We're talking to Joe Andruzzi, former guard for the Patriots, a three-time Super Bowl winner. Okay, so you played on the offensive line, and when we look back at yesterday's game, there was the 3rd-and-18 conversion, plenty of protection for Brady. The touchdown pass to Amendola late in the game, that was a big – I mean, Brady stood there with his feet flat. He had the time. He lined up.
Made a few phone calls.
Yeah. The offensive line play down the stretch, particularly in the second half, looked really impressive. What did you see?
Yeah, they really formed together great. They got a couple of guys throughout the year. They've been nicked up a little bit, but they got a group of at least 8 guys that can go in and out, can step in as if you know, nothing went wrong or nothing happened. So they really you know, have come together as the year went on and able to keep Brady upright, because, you know, he's not a running quarterback. You know, and so you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if he's running, you know, you want to bite your nails.
Well, it looks like slow motion when he starts running.
Oh, yeah. We had a coach back in the day used to say Brady can't run out of sight in a week.
So, oh, I love it.
You know, so, but really, he's not running, but he's proved himself that he can run the ball every once in a while.
Yeah, and he slides well in the pocket to buy time very effectively.
Yes, he knows his surroundings. He feels it.
Yeah, I think he knows everything around him for sure. But, you know, a quarterback is only as good as the guys protecting him. And you being on the O-line for so many years, Joe, do you think that the O-line, they don't get enough press? We only hear about them when they're porous. I mean, do you think they're kind of the unsung heroes behind these great quarterbacks like the Bradys, like the Aaron Rodgers, like these people?
Yeah, I truly believe that. You know, I know Tom personally, and – you know, Tom is the first one to say that, you know, he'd be nothing without his O-line. And, you know, he'll give his accolades to those guys and even, you know, to his tight ends and running backs and, you know, even his receivers, everybody's whole offense. And, you know, he's – and there's many quarterbacks that are very similar. I mean, I'm pretty much probably 99% of the quarterbacks that have played in this league or played any type, college or high school, that – you know, understand that if their name's in the paper, they're doing great, they had a great year, they're winning championships, and, you know, I think they truly understand that they can't go out there and do it themselves. And, you know, Tom knows that he's not going to go out there and, you know, throw the ball to himself and hand the ball off to himself and block for himself either. So he knows that he has to do it with, you know, the whole team that rallies around him.
Well, Joe, if you decide to make a comeback, I think you want to block for Leonard Fournette, because he just bought his entire line plus the backups engraved Rolex watches as a thank you for all the protection this season. So I'm thinking you want to be protecting Leonard Fournette.
Did That's you ever deal. Get a gift like that, Joe?
Yes. I got a few gifts throughout my years. Tom took care of us a few times, and, you know, he bought us all computers 1 year, watches another year. I know after I left, he got the line 2-year car leases and, you know, stuff like that. And when I left and went to Cleveland, one of our backs got us nice watches. So it's a great thank you gift. And, you know, knowing that we don't get the accolades, and, you know, the only time you hear our names is when you see a yellow flag on the floor.
Right.
Or, you know, something like that. But, you know, It's great to receive that, because you get a lot of respect from the guys that are around, you, and understand that, you know, that, you know, what we do in on every play is to, you know, help each other out and help each other win the game.
Well, that's Joe Andruzzi. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. He's a 3-time Super Bowl winner, and so I guess you're picking Patriots this weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, yes.
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Joe. One.
So those gifts, Fournette gave Rolex watches to his offensive line. You'd be fine with my giving a Rolex watch to you, right? As a member of the team here?
Of course.
Ron's saying he's all in.
Bribing gets you everywhere.
It does, doesn't it? What are you looking for, Ron?
Bribing keeps his mic on.
There we go.
That's right. Without a gift, you might just shut me
Ron
down.
I bribed Ron with a gift earlier in the show.
You
so,
did.
Yeah. I know where my bread is buttered. I'm there, done.
All right. Buddy. When we come back, we will dive into the famous He Said, She Said segment. You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.